Earlier this week, the U.S. Marshals Museum in Fort Smith got a little closer to its goal of raising $50 million thanks to a $200,000 donation. Earlier this morning, I spoke with Vice President of Museum Operations Jessica Hayes to find out how administrators feel about where they are now.
We've really made a lot of good progress. We're past the $10 million mark, working towards that $50 million goal, and we're in the midst of a campaign throughout Arkansas, but we're also ramping up to start our national campaign over the next couple of months. This is a national museum, so we've always known that we would raise money on a national level. So we've made some great strides.
And we've been talking about monetary donations, but I understand that you've been getting donations of artifacts that will be used in the museum. What are some of the things you've gotten, and what are you planning on doing with them?
Well, we've gotten some cool things. We've been not actively collecting at this point since we don't have the proper storage facilities, but we have gotten some wonderful things. We received a gun and badge and a set of bullets that belonged to Bass Reeves, who, of course, is a well-known deputy from this area. His great nephew made the donation, and it's actually on display right now at the Rogers Historical Museum as part of one of the exhibits that they have up on Law and Order. And then last year, we received a few artifacts from a former deputy, Mr. Al Butler. Al actually died a few months after he gave us the artifacts, so it was a very timely donation. But he gave us his helmet that he wore during the integration of Ole Miss in 1962, which was when James Meredith became the first African-American student. It was a very violent event, and so we have his helmet. He gave us a riot baton and an armband that he wore during the Pentagon riot. And then he gave us the original jumpsuits that the Special Operations Group wore back in the 70s. So we'll have a nice variety. Randomly, yesterday in the mail, a former deputy from Alaska sent us a set of transcripts from one of the last cases in Alaska in which the Marshal Service actually did the investigations. So we're going to cover a wide range of topics.
Well, that's nice that you've been able to get some of these artifacts donated even without asking.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, with a long-term project like this, how do you balance the excitement of getting donations like the monetary or the artifacts, like you said, the random transcript that you received from Alaska? How do you balance the excitement of that with, you know, reminding people that this is a long-term project and, you know, it's not going to happen tomorrow?
Well, one of the things that we've really been focused on doing is a variety of different programs. And one of the ways that I think that's beneficial is it also reminds people that while stuff is great and going to a building, you know, and looking at things is fun, it's really about the programs and the stories. And so we've done a number of things. We did a great program in New Orleans a couple of years ago to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the school integration. We've got several things lined up over the next couple of months. And then meanwhile, we're constantly working with teachers from the region and students to teach them more about the museum and more about this aspect of our history.
And in a couple of weeks, you guys have a flagpole dedication. Can you tell me a little bit about that event?
We do. Smith Auto Group, which is a local auto company, donated a 114-foot flagpole to the museum. And so with the help of a number of other companies and individuals, the flagpole was moved to our property on the river. And on March the 5th at 11, we will be doing a dedication of the flagpole. We'll have the Marshal Service and a number of other people present. It's really the perfect spot for it, too, because, like I said, it's right on the river, and you can see it from all over downtown. So we'll be doing that dedication. It'll last about 20 minutes, but we're really excited because it, you know, it marks the spot of our property.
More information is available at usmarshalsmuseum.com.